a cheeseburger. It's too early for a cheeseburger.
Too early for a cheeseburger? Look!
Cheeseburger. Bill, you weren't even alive when that was a skit on Saturday Night Live, were you?
Well, I was alive, but I was young.
Yeah, okay. Bill Sienis is in the studio. He is the owner of the Billy Goat Tavern. They are celebrating their 90th anniversary this week. Such an iconic Chicago institution. So when Belushi is playing that character on Saturday Night Live, who is that? Is that your uncle, your grandpa?
That's
who?
My dad.
That's Sam. Your dad?
Yeah, Sam.
Oh, Sienis. My gosh.
Yeah, he... when that skit came out, he didn't know anything about it. But some of the reporters that used to, they came to the place, they would say that, you know, they're making fun of you on TV. And he's like, no, I don't know what. So he was watching every Saturday just to catch it. And then he saw it. Because whenever he'd go somewhere, they'd be like, hey, cheeseburger. Hey, cheeseburger.
So, yeah, he's like, what is what going is that on? That's awesome. And did your dad come from Greece?
Yes. Oh. Came in 1955 from Greece.
Wow. And who owned it prior to that?
So before that was his uncle.
Okay.
He opened in 1934. He was Billy Goat. Okay. So he came here when he was in 1912. He came in and did different jobs. And when Prohibition ended, he decided he could buy a bar. So across the street from the old Chicago Stadium, there was a bar called the Lincoln Tavern. And he bought it in 1934. And a few, you know, maybe like a few months or owning it, he heard a noise outside the door. Went outside and saw there was a goat out there. So a goat had fallen out of the truck and landed in front of the door. So, so he decided to take the goat in and had a backyard. So, you know, across the street from the Chicago Stadium, there were different events going on. So there was a couple events during, you know, during those weeks. And he would bring the goat in. And saw the people, how they reacted. They liked the goat.
They loved it, yeah. Yes.
So he decided to keep the goat and as a mascot and renamed the place Billy Goat.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's how it started. And his name was Bill. He took on the nickname Billy Goat. He had a goatee. He had the whole thing going.
He worked it. It was great marketing back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And so tell everybody about the story when you tried to bring a goat to the WGN studios when we were in the Tribune building.
Yeah, that was with Rowan Cotton. And at Vellante's show, we were trying to, we were doing an interview that was before the Cubs won the World Series. It was during that year.
Yeah.
So they were, we had the goat around because we were trying to help the Cubs win.
Yeah. And,
we were doing an interview, and Ro asked if we could bring the goat in. So we did. And but because of management, we couldn't get the goat up into the studios because they, for insurance purposes, we were looking for a muzzle for it in case the goat bites somebody.
Right. Right.
I haven't heard a goat
bite. Right. A goat's going to jump on your back or try and stand on your shoulders. It's not going to really bite you. But
so, you know, they found one and we ended up doing the interview outside. But then the next day, Ro was like, no, I got to bring it in. I don't want anything to do with the curse or anything like that. The next day, we brought it into the studio. So
with the muzzle.
With the muzzle.
And the insurance policy. Corporate stuff. I love it. I love it. So you've got 9 locations now? Is it 8 or 9?
Eight locations.
8 locations. Mm-hmm. Where's your best seller?
Well, I mean, the Michigan Avenue one is the original one. That's the more consistent steady. We have Navy Pier location. That's the summertime is very busy.
Yeah.
We have the airports are consistent.
Did you see just 3 days ago, you guys were named one of the best airport bars and burgers in the U.S.
Number 2 in the U.S.
Yeah, that's so. And I cannot even believe somebody chose TGI Fridays in Dallas before. I'm like, who's voting on this?
I know.
Let's get real now. You should be number 1, but you are in our heart.
Yeah, it was great.
So how many pounds of hamburger do you go through in any given week?
I mean, many, many pounds. We go through, you know, thousands of burgers a week.
Yeah.
You know, between 500, 1,500 a day for each location, or certain locations more, less, you know, so it's a good amount.
I know every once in a while folks from SNL would stop in, like Bill Murray or something. You ever see those guys anymore?
Yeah. They even the newer SNL people, they stop by just to pay homage for the skit.
Because it's one of the best skits of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
So when your dad really came to understand this skit and understand how he was portrayed, did he have a sense of humor or was he like, this
is... He loved it. That's how they worked. So it wasn't like a skit to them. That's how, you know, they... You know, the workers, him and other workers were all mostly Greek. A lot of them didn't know any English. So they were just telling you what's on the menu and sounded like you were getting yelled at.
They were yelling
the burgers back to the cook. So they know the cook knows what to do. So, you know, the cheeseburger. And they were telling you no fries, chips, because we don't have fries.
Right. Chips.
And no chips and no Pepsi Coke. Yeah,
so. That is so fun. Has social media had to be incorporated into any of your marketing plan now, or you just do well enough by word of mouth?
No, we do social media as well. The younger generation, they're stuck to their phone.
So we need
to, you know, remind them that, you know, we're here and... you know, now we're 90 years old and, you know, it's tested the time, I guess. And that's, so we need to get, you know, the younger generation as well to know about it.
Absolutely. We're talking to, Bill Sienas. He's the owner of the Billy Goat. It was his dad who was portrayed in the Saturday Night Live skit. It was his uncle who came from Greece and opened it all up 90 years ago. And I was looking at a Reddit thread, so everybody's commenting, and, you know, all you have to do is check out Billy Goat, and you'll see all kinds of Reddit threads, but one person called it a smash burger, and I thought, I don't consider it a smash burger, that's like a trendy term, right?
Yeah, well, it's a thin burger, so we've always kept it thin burgers, because it helps you cook it fast, it sears the top of it, and it keeps it juicy inside.
Yeah.
So we've always had the thinner burger. So I guess it's a smash burger.
Whatever they want to call it these days, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And other people were raving about the pickles. What's special about your pickles?
Oh, yeah. We've had the same pickles since the 60s. And that's people love them. It's a little bit garlicky, salty taste. And it's unique, but people love the pickles. Yeah. And it goes well with the burger.
You tired of eating all those burgers, Bill?
Not yet.
No. Good. And do you have kids that will eventually take your place?
Yeah, I have two young kids, but we have, there's six of us all together, my family. So there's 12 grandkids altogether. So somewhere, you know, they'll be involved somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody will want to be a part of it. Somebody asked about your bread. They said, did you change your bread?
Well, a few years ago, we changed. It's still a Kaiser roll, but it's a yellow Kaiser roll. It's a softer one. Mm. The reason we changed it was because of COVID. The bakery that was making it for us decided they can't do it anymore. They went to just frozen products. They wouldn't do fresh because everything that we get is fresh. We bread is fresh. The burgers are fresh. We don't want anything that's frozen.
Yeah.
So, you know, we looked for different types of bread, and we felt that this one was a good change. But it's still a Kaiser roll. It's just a softer Kaiser roll.
Everybody on the text line is like, triple with cheese and onions, crispy, juicy, so good. Triple cheese for the big guy, chips and a Diet Coke.
Yeah. Double cheese the best, triple much, much better, yeah.
Yeah. And so you get a lot of international visitors because you said you're in now guidebooks.
Oh, yeah. For many years, we've had different guidebooks, either you know, explaining the curse of the Cubs, or journalists that hang out there, or the Saturday Night Live skit. So many things that the guidebook showed them, and they would just, you know, explain from different countries, all the different countries around the world. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your success in 90 years. I think it's so fun. I mean, you know, you are the fabric of the city of Chicago, and I appreciate you coming in here today.
No, thank you.
You want to tell people where all the locations are? We know at the airport. We know on Michigan Avenue.
It's the Navy Pier location, the airport's Michigan Avenue. We have a new one in Wrigleyville, right by Wrigley Stadium.
Okay.
We have one by the United Center on Madison Street, and Merchandise Mart, and Yorktown Mall.
Awesome.